Jules Shear has been writing and performing his music since the late 70s in a succession of bands and as a solo performer. He wrote the Cyndi Lauper hit All Through the Night and for the Bangles, If She Knew What She Wants. His new album is a collection of covers of songs by artists ranging from Bob Dylan to the Dave Clark Five. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the very things that have limited Shear's commercial success help make this album such a pleasure.
I was in your presence for an hour or so. Or was it a day? I truly don't know. Where the sun never set, where the trees hung low, by that soft and shining sea. Did you respect me for what I did?
Jules Shear is no one's idea of a first-rate pop singer, which doesn't mean he isn't one. By which I mean, at a time when millions of people watch American Idol and buy into the absolutely ridiculous notion that a good voice is one that hits all the right notes and never wavers off key, it bears saying that great pop vocalizing, from Little Richard to Bob Dylan to name your favorite soul or singer-songwriter, is often effective because it isn't perfect. It conveys enormous complexities of emotions from the calculated unleashing of passion in unruly ways. When Jules Shear approaches the rippling New Orleans balladry of Chris Kenner's Something You Got, he sings the song as speech, as a declamation of love and desire that will not be denied.
Something you got, baby. You make me work all day. Something you got.
Of course, when Shear wants to make himself sound really good, he multi-tracks his vocals to become his own one-man rock group, as on his delightful cover of the Dave Clark Five's I've Gotta Have a Reason.
I got to have a reason. I got to have a reason. I got to have a reason why you're walking out on me. There's something on your mind, but you won't. Tell me, tell me why you're crying, and I will help you, help you, help you, but I got to have a reason, I got to have a reason, I got to have a reason why you're walking out on me, if there was someone else.
That song is also an example of Shear's impeccable taste, a semi-obscure song by an unjustly neglected British invasion band that's not chosen just to be a show-off scholar. Shear's always had this sort of sensitivity and sureness of opinion. His late 70s albums, recording as Jules and the Polar Bears, sidestepped the punk rock of that era while nodding to that form's freedom. In another era, a rumpled-looking guy with a croak of a voice might have cut demos as a songwriter and had a decent career. But Shear took full advantage of the do-it-yourself aspect of punk and placed himself center stage. The albums didn't take off commercially, but they were marvelous discs that yielded hits for others and gave him a lot of industry credibility.
The way I act don't seem like me. I'm not on top.
That's Jules Shear, transplanted Los Angelino, covering a native's tune, a song written by Beach Boy Brian Wilson that Wilson never recorded himself. He handed it to country singer Glen Campbell, who used to back the Beach Boys on guitar in the studio. Shear respects professionalism. He does a terrific version of one of Roger Miller's non-novelty songs, Husbands and Wives. And Scheer is as much of a creature of the L.A. music industry as anyone has ever been. But he's one of the rare singer and songwriters who hasn't come through decades of only moderate success, jaded or bitter. Listening to this lovingly assembled collection of shrewd, often moving covers, Jules Scheer sounds like a man still in love with music for the sake of getting into a studio and making any song his own.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Terry Gross.